This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Legislative logistics, not just farm policy fights, are impeding the completion of the 2023 Farm Bill.
My goal, my personal goal, actually, is that in the beginning of September, we're in a place when we're back here to be able to have a bill that we can mark up. And then soon after that, have that on the House floor.
But a month or so after that comment to AgriPulse, House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson said he won't unveil his bill for panel action until House leaders reserve a week for it on the floor, maybe in September. Spending bills, a spending extension showdown, and a GOP-Biden impeachment push could already be given priority. And then there's the Senate.
I can't control the Senate. We can only do our best. I can collaborate and communicate with the Senate, and we're doing that.
But Senate Ag is even further behind, according to committee member Chuck Grassley.
Both from the standpoint of Senator Schumer's statements and Senator Kavanaugh's statements, we'll get a bill by the end of the year. And if we had text by October 1st, I think that's still very much a possibility.
Otherwise, Grassley sees the need for a one-year farm bill extension through 2024, an election year.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.